Blog Talk Radio.
The siren rising. This is Burning Streets with Winston Smith. Report from the heated streets of revolution.
I'm here. Welcome. It's Saturday evening, 10:30 Eastern Time. With news for the proletariat, I am Winston Smith.
Hello? Are we having a glitch?
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. Welcome, John. This is John Konopek, a.k.a. the Doc.
Good evening, Winston.
How you doing, man?
Oh, you know, I'm not bleeding from any obvious orifices, so I guess I'm okay.
Well, that's good. And thanks for coming on and kind of the last-minute thing. Just trying something new here instead of having a script or anything. We're having no script, and just kind of shooting shit, a couple guys talking. John's down in Albuquerque, right, John?
Just a couple of old hippies chewing the fat. Yeah, I am. I'm down in the high Chihuahuan desert.
I got it. Could you talk a little bit more, John?
Sure.
Albuquerque, are you?
What?
Are you right in Albuquerque?
I'm right in the middle of downtown, almost not downtown. I'm in what they call the North Valley. It's near the street I live closest to, or the primary street I live closest to, is North 4th, which used to be the old U.S. 66 back in the old days. Well, I lost you, or did I?
Nope, I'm right here, man.
Oh, okay, no, it used to be the old U.S. 66. It's a busy commercial street, and I live a couple of blocks off it.
Yeah, that 66 all broken up now, ain't it?
Well, it's all in the old highway. You know, it started in Chicago, and it followed a lot of paths. Eventually, it ended up going through T. Harris Canyon the way it runs now. But it started out going through Santa Fe.
Okay.
We'll go back to the old days. It came through Glorieta Pass, and then Santa Fe, and then down over the La Bajada Hill to Albuquerque, down along North 4th Street into downtown Albuquerque, where it turned right and then headed off towards California.
Wow. Yeah, I've been out west a few times, man. But I tried at one time, actually, to follow 66.
Well, there's not enough pieces of it left you can do that, although there are some chunks where you can go a fairly good long distance. You can ride the old 66 from Flagstaff to Seligman, Arizona, and there's some places out there between Needles and Barstow that are the old highway. But most of it, and I guess some parts of the access roads along 40, you know, through New Mexico probably are old 66, too.
Well, is anybody, like, cashing in on the 66 theme, you know?
Well, everybody does to the extent that they can. I mean, there's a 66 diner here in Albuquerque. In Albuquerque, the old Highway 66, the one of memory, the old one that Martin Milner and what was his face, the other fella, George Saharis, the one that they rode on, came right down Central Avenue, right by the university, came right down the middle of town, and then went out the other side across the Rio Grande Bridge and up over the Mesa off towards Flagstaff.
Yeehaw. Thanks for the map, man.
Oh, man, listen, I know this is my country. I know this country pretty well.
Actually, it's beautiful out there, man. I've been out west a few times, man. I don't think I really want to live out there, though. I guess it's what you're accustomed to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like the change of the seasons and a little bit of snow. Although where I'm at, I don't really like just too much snow, man. I'm southern tier.
We could change the seasons pretty good. I mean, you know, the temperature variation in January, it can be down at zero easy. And in the summertime, we can be at 100 degrees pretty easily, too.
Really?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So there's, you know, in from January to July or the 1st of August, you know, we could have a 100-degree temperature swing easy.
Wow. Well, here we're kind of like stuck in the single digits for the last 2 months, man. It broke a little bit this weekend, but I don't
know. Well, we're up in the
60s. We got snow, man.
Well, we're in the 60s down here right now.
Bad.
In the daytime. It'll be in the high 30s at night.
Well, hopefully. It's got to break sooner or later. I do like spring up here. And spring and summer and fall are fine, man. And I like a little bit of winter, but this is too much here. And this winter's just been brutal.
Oh, yeah, you guys have been getting messed with all year long.
So, anyway, they say you get used to it. But the older I get, the colder it gets.
It's not that much fun. No, you're right. I do handle the cold less well and less well all the time.
Anyway, let's...
I have discovered the pleasures of a... electric heating mattress pad. Boy, I'll tell you what, that is the way to cook your cookies.
Really?
Yep.
That doesn't like, because I know up here, man, if you use a heating blanket.
Yeah.
It would run up the bill.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you figure your utilities. I made a note of it this year because I don't generally pay my utilities until they call me and tell me they're going to threaten to shut them off.
You collecting interest?
No, I figured. That, I mean, what the hell? If I pay them every month, then they've got the money. If I wait until they din me about it, I've got the money anyway, and I'll just send them a check. And I just figure I'll just let them let me know.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Well, hey.
Seriously, it works. They call me up and say, you know, we're going to cut your power off in 48 or 96 hours, and I say, well, wait a second, no, let's don't do that here. Let me give you my account number. You be nice little people. I pat them on the head and I treat them nice, and they send me they charge me $2.95 for it, and
well,
we're all good.
But you get a call and you get a nice little visit.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't mind. It doesn't go on my permanent record or anything.
Well, how do you know, man? I'm going back home, though, man. We're home in Springwater, and
yeah. There
I don't worry about utilities like I do here, man. I use wood.
Well, that's okay unless you want to get on the TV or on Skype or something.
What do you mean? Oh, well, you got to have some
interest. I was going to say, my power bill from – they sent me a notice on the – I think the – round about the 1st of January and said they were going to cut me off, and I hadn't paid them since the 1st of October, so it cost me $400 to bring it to you know, October, November, December, the 1st of January, so that was, you know, and that was part of the cold part of the years. It's expensive because I use, you know, space heaters more than I use room heaters, but, you know, it's only me and the dog.
There you go. Hey, did you lose your heat? You got the dog.
That's it. And he cuddles. He loves to cuddle.
Yeah, I got a border collie the same way, man. So don't worry about that. But
long shaggy fur.
Let's go on and get to some news, man.
All right.
Let's talk Fukushima. Here, let me see what I got up here for Fukushima. What I'm doing, folks, is we got a lot of news feeds in here, and we're just kind of pulling up actually kind of random stuff. Except Fukushima is like I always like to lead with that. And just to kind of point out that it's all over the place like it is every week. Myself, I tend to think that they're hiding stuff from us, you know. And there's the one article, is there radiation in the food chain? You've got one saying yes. You have another that says it's nothing. What do you think, Doc?
I am not a nuclear physicist or a nuclear scientist, but I am a pretty well-educated fellow who has background in social science, and so I understand the principles and theories of science, and I'm inclined to think that because of the evidence I've read. I just saw a piece on this the other day about some people who were testing the kelp in the water off of Long Beach,
yeah.
And they haven't detected anything other than the normal background radiation. And kelp is one of those things that it just processes seawater. That's all it does. So, you know, it moves the water through it. And if there was junk in there, I mean, it would be in the kelp. And the guy from this It was actually a nonprofit organization in Long Beach. It wasn't even associated with a university, so it wasn't tainted with that kind of at least a potential conflict. They said they didn't find anything. I don't think we understand exactly how much water we're talking about out there.
I know it's a lot of water, but you know, and I'm familiar with that group. Actually, we reported on it with Worldwide Hippies and on Bernie Streets 3 weeks ago. But that's just one group, and they've just started. I mean, even
well,
they've
I understand no that,
options
Joe.
For what
I understand that. I just don't think that it's as much a problem. I mean, it probably is a problem. But we got to talk about half lives. I mean, it's so complex. I don't think there's any simple answer to it. I don't think you can say yes or no that it's happening. Yeah, yes, it may be in some places. Maybe it's not in others. There's currents and flows, and we're talking about enormous volume.
You there? I think we've lost John. You there, John? Hang on, folks. We'll try and call John back. I have no, here he is. And we're back and still trying to get a hold of John. Got to have no engineer. Oh, great. Now we have an echo.
Great. Now we have an echo.
Second, here we go.
You there, John?
Are you back?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We got a damn echo though now.
Well, you know, why don't we try to call it? Why don't we do it again? I won't try to call you, and you just try to call me.
Okay. Okay, and we're back. We're back. And I will try once again to get a hold of John.
Try once again to get a hold of John.